It's interesting just to look at how the library is a hub for so many activities that the community offers. It's amazing how much time we find that we spend there doing things that are unlibrary related, crafts, and our granddaughter was here for a week, and we spent 2 or 3 days up there just exploring the things and that they have to do. And so my hat's off to Katie and those other people that enable the library to be as it is now, because that's a miracle story.
It's a community social gathering every day you walk in the library.
You bet. It's a place where if you don't have any family, you don't really know anyone when you first move here, you can go there. I mean, you can use the computers and all the crafts they had all the time. I'm always making some kind of craft, but it's always the place where you can go.
Kind of like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. We will sit there at Bookworm in the hallway, and we can't eat because everybody we see is coming and hobnobbing and talking with us, and it's wonderful.
So. I was going to say, we might have the loudest library in the state of Arkansas just because it is so social, truly.
It truly is.
Absolutely.
My favorite thing to do is to sit at the Bookworm and watch the kids as they come in and walk the river.
Walk the river.
That is the neatest thing.
After school, when that bus drops them off, you know, mm-hmm. they're just so excited to come in. I want to say something about the walkway. That's Randy Neala Flanagan. Mm-hmm. There's 30-something tiles that have birds or some kind of animal.
Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is a miracle story, and that Katie gets the credit for that mm-hmm. because the Flanagans had done a mosaic for the University of Arkansas. Mm-hmm.
For those that don't remember what our library was like, I mean, the library used to be what is now the police station. And when you were able to move to the brand new Donald W. Reynolds Library, the amount of time and effort, and I think there's so many names involved, Gwen Kiatt, Deborah Knox, Carol Andrum, Johnny Ahrens. I mean, I don't want to leave
you
anyone
bet.
Out, but I mean, there was an army of people who spent days and nights, weeks and years to get us, our community, to the point of that new library. I mean, it was tears were shed that day.
Yes, that was a wonderful day. I want to back up. I think in 1998, there was Gwen, myself, Deborah, and Carol Landrum, and we sat forever working on the bylaws. Then we had a couple of planning grants and feasibility studies, and then we got to choose who we wanted to build it, and we all wanted local.
Katie came home every day bragging on Will Gregory. We can do it this way, but we can save you a little money if we do this. And Gregory was wonderful to work with, planning and getting that completed.
And yes. So efficient and forward thinking, knowing that we have this grant, we need to build this beautiful building, but we're going to be able to sustain it and carry on for generations.
And the very fact that all that whole grant process was truly a miracle, because the county had the opportunity to step up and with the millage and it failed. I, for one, said I was all for saying, well, okay, well, just enjoy your little dinky library. But in credit to Katie and Deborah Knox and all those ladies and men that refused to say no.
We have so many people who move into this area that are new to this area and looking for something to do or be a part of. What could the library offer to someone who's looking to give of their time and resources?
Volunteering is very important. It attaches you to the community. And everyone has areas that they're drawn to. Some people want to volunteer at the hospital or whatever. The library is a perfect place because everybody's happy there. People are glad to be there, whether you're cataloging books or helping with a craft, or you can get involved there and really make a difference. And it is a happy place. People are glad to be there.